In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seahawks will have strong safety Cam Chancellor back for their home opener Sunday against the Chicago Bears. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says it's still not clear why Chancellor held out or what brought him back.
Art, why now? What changed?
That's a really good question, and nothing that Cam said in his 15-minute press conference over at Virginia Mason Athletic Center, the Seahawks headquarters, illuminated a lot of that. He did say, when asked why now, he said, well, I prayed on it. I don't know whether God was suggesting that he hold out and this would be a good time to come in, but he was vague about it, except for the fact that he said he missed his teammates. He wanted to be there. He watched the games on television, and clearly they were 0-2. And he said he felt bad as a leader of the team. And I'm thinking, well, Cam, if you were the leader of the team, what are you doing on the outside? And that mystery is still puzzling, I think, for a lot of people, because he had no good outcome in this strategy. He was the only player in the NFL to do this year. And certainly he felt himself a special talent. And I do think the Seahawks fans and certainly his teammates appreciate his ferocity and his intensity that he brings to the game. But they just couldn't get over why he would do something like this. And nothing he said Wednesday made it obvious as to what he planned to do. And he was not necessarily defiant, but he certainly wasn't contrite in his remarks.
Let's review what he was trying to get, why he was holding out.
Cam is in the second of a 4-year contract, and the Seahawks made it clear to him and all teammates that the NFL custom is not to renegotiate a deal so early in its length. And they've been explicit, they've never done it before, and they were apprehensive about the precedent it would cause should they do it for Chancellor, no matter how special his talents. And so Cam ignored all that obvious evidence, something that is known that this wasn't going to be something they would give in on, yet he continued to pursue this all through training camp. His goal was to get money promised him in 2016 and 2017 advanced into 2015. That didn't happen. We still don't know exactly what deal may have been struck because they were absolutely silent on that Wednesday. So we don't know whether he got anything out of this. We're pretty certain, though, the Seahawks said, Cam, you're not going to get anything until you show up. And that may have been the final reason that he came in, because he would get nothing if he continued to hold out. And he's already lost 2 paychecks, over $500,000 that he won't ever see again.
Well, let's talk about Chancellor's role on the team. And he's made some key plays in the past few years.
Well, he's been a vital part, really the soul of the defense. He is the symbol of the Seahawks' ferocity on defense, as Marshawn Lynch is on offense. And that sort of dynamism is part of his leadership. The players really do listen to him. And that's why it was so dismaying when he removed himself voluntarily from what they were doing. I'm sure that most of the teammates are going to embrace him, and they're going to say all the right things publicly about having him back. And they really welcome him, and they were proud of him for his personal stand. But really, it was foolish. And these 2 games, I'm not saying they could have been won with Cam Chancellor, but the chances improved on capturing 2 winnable games if Chancellor had been part of the team. And so if the Seahawks miss the playoffs by 1 game, or they make the playoffs and have to fly to Green Bay in January for a playoff game, I think we're going to have to revisit with Cam about just exactly why he cost them when he did early in the season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.